This is Leadership Concepts, the essential guide to effective leadership. Discover different concepts and approach on how to become a better leader. Written by Robin Gilbert. Read by Courage. Introduction. Napoleon once said, "One bad general does better than two good ones." It takes a moment for the sense of this to register, but it is the same as our modern saying that too many cooks spoil the broth. Having one set of instructions, even if they are flawed, is preferable to having two sets of perfect directions that, when enacted together without reference to each other, cause havoc. This is the principle of leadership in a nutshell. It is all about maintaining focus and creating positive outcomes. The same can be applied to individuals who strive to become better leaders. There needs to be focus and determination. Advice can be given, but does not have to be heeded. History is full of leaders whose beginnings were disastrous, and had they listened to the naysayers of this world, the world would be a poorer place today. Leadership can be learned. Some people are certainly born with leadership skills, but this is not a prerequisite for becoming a leader. More important is dedication to the art of leadership. Leadership involves understanding how to inspire, influence, and control how people behave. It is not a simple matter of shouting or having a deep and booming voice or being great in physical stature. Gandhi possessed none of these attributes, but managed to lead a nation and inspire millions around the world. Sometimes, leadership may be no more than having a poignant message for a receptive audience at an opportune moment. Of itself, leadership is neither good nor bad. The world has known more than its fair share of evil and charismatic dictators. In the world of business, the perception of leadership has changed from its early days when it largely mirrored the military model of leadership from the top down, with powerful individuals dominating large groups of less powerful people. Nowadays, leadership in business is far more knowledge-driven. The lowliest employee may end up effectively leading the direction of a vast corporation through his or her innovative ideas. Anyone with critical knowledge can show leadership. This is known as thought leadership. In other situations, leadership can be about taking a stand for what you believe in and trying to convince people to think and act differently. Leadership has been variously described as the process of social influence in which one person can enlist the aid and support of others in the accomplishment of a common task, creating a way for people to contribute to making something extraordinary happen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?